So, our favorite mythical band that plays this song for us, I've got a feeling that they would be on a spring festival, like one you see in a, like kind of a big town, like a suburb of Dallas maybe, but they're not going to be very high on the lineup. That's what I think about this band. What do you think?
I think Lawn Disorder is a great name for a band.
Do you think?
Yes.
Huh. That might be a good name. I was just talking about the intro, but there's a whole band that plays a whole bunch of music, huh?
Yeah, our mythical pretend band that plays our intro, I think, could be named Lawn Disorder. Yeah, I think it's a good name.
Huh. So I also think that it would make a good name for a, like a landscaping company, Lawn and Disorder, and they have our logo, like with a little lawnmower underneath it.
Okay, that's bordering on like a dad joke, which I know you are a dad.
Lawn and Disorder, I like it. I'm gonna start.
How about Yawn and Disorder for people with sleeping disorders?
Oh my god! See, this is what happens when we start going down this rabbit hole.
Trying so hard not to laugh right now.
I know.
I thought that was clever.
Well, we're here. And before we get into news, first of all, it's news for the week of March 25th, 2024. Let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wavespace Audio for the music that gives us all these creative ideas every week. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs.
Thanks, guys.
So we are talking news. And what is going on in the world this week, Miss Caitlin?
Well, the biggest thing that happened this week, obviously this happened a couple days ago as of this recording, but did you hear about that cargo vessel in Baltimore that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
Yes.
And demolished it?
So, first of all, that was pretty impressive the way it took that thing out, like very quickly, I might add. Like, I didn't think that one beam was going to, you know, that one support beam was going to do all that. So.
But. Well, I don't remember how much the cargo ship weighed. I know it was like several thousand tons, mm-hmm. if not more. So it definitely that kinetic energy.
Yeah,
definitely. Did a number on the bridge, and I don't know how long the bridge is either. I think part of the end is still standing.
It was a mile. I believe it's a mile-ish.
I don't know. I've never been to Baltimore.
It's a mile-ish, I believe, and they're saying that it's like a 5-year project to rebuild it.
So, oh, man.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and obviously there were some people that were lost there. That's also heartbreaking. I guess the only upside is that it happened late at night, so there weren't many people on the bridge. But it's a big headache and nuisance for people because of the bridge. You know, it's just a big bridge and it's used for a lot of stuff. And they were saying it's like a, I don't know, like an hour detour, I think, if you're not using that bridge.
Oh gosh, I have no idea.
That's
crazy. I didn't even think about that.
I think I was reading that it's like an hour detour. So, you know, shout out, prayers to the people that were affected by that. They say that that's no sign of terror act. It's just one of those things that happens, which I don't know. I think there's a lot of conspiracy on that too.
No. It's so I've read a lot into this, and I've actually, I watched, there's someone on TikTok who's like an engineer on ships, and he went deep into this. So it was not an act of terrorism, nothing like that. So apparently, this cargo vessel lost power, and the ships are supposed to have backup generators, but you know, even those can fail. So there is supposed to be, you know, protocols that the crew is supposed to follow for stuff like this. Like dropping the anchor. Well, they dropped the anchor and that didn't work. Not that this ship was going super fast. It was going at 8 knots, which is literally like 9 miles per hour. So it was not moving very fast, but with how heavy it was, the anchor couldn't stop it. So because they had no power, they couldn't stop it, they couldn't steer, and so the people on that boat couldn't really do anything except wait until they hit this bridge.
Yeah.
It's really sad. And apparently, there's a lot of issues with giant cargo ships like this that are pulling out of port and going to, other places around the world. I guess there are not enough, protocols and, regulations and things like that, because they'll have third-party companies and contractors bring in, these third-party people that might not have enough experience on ships like this. They bring in people from all different countries speaking all different languages. They put too much stuff on these ships to begin with as well. And no one on that ship is paid enough either. So a lot of, precautions and regulations are just kind of looked over because, if you don't get paid enough for your job, how much are you going to care about it?
Well,
Probably not a whole lot.
one of the conspiracy thing I was reading is that they were talking about they were showing the video and they slowed it down. It's like, look, the power went off and then the power came back on and then the power went off again. And they're like, there's a conspiracy on that. It's like, oh, somebody turned it off and then.
No, I believe that was the backup generator turning on, but then it also failed.
But you know how conspiracy theorists be talking.
I know, I
And
know.
now, another thing that they say tells you it's not an act of terror is that they had enough time. I believe they radioed in that they were pretty confident they were going to hit something. Like they were aware that, like, hey, we don't have power and we very well might cause an accident. So I believe they radioed it in ahead of time, or whatever ample time they had, and so to where they could at least say, all right, we're giving somebody a warning,
I
so.
read that like Road Authority only had 90 seconds to try to clear the bridge and stop people from driving on it.
But hey, they at least had 90 seconds. They had something.
I mean, yeah.
I
I
mean.
think I and yeah, I mean, at least there was something. I know it could have been worse. I don't know how many cars off the top of my head are missing. I do know that they recovered two victims. Or pulled them from the water as of this recording. That's not mentioned in the article we're referencing, but I think they're still searching. So yeah, prayers to those that were affected by this. And man, I glad I'm not having to help in the aftermath of that. That's crazy.
No, and it's one of those things too where when something like that happens, you can't just say like, hey, we're gonna keep using this port, just sail around the rubble, because it's a big scene. And you still gotta investigate, and it's a whole thing. It's not just something that's like, oh, just steer around it and you'll be fine. There's a whole like thing they gotta do. They gotta figure out what. They got to do like an investigation on the boat, what went wrong, what happened to the bridge, what was the integrity of the bridge or lack of. Like, there's a whole investigation that goes on with something like this. So it's not, like I said, it's like a 5-year rebuild. And that's saying like they start now, that's.
Yeah, that's a 5-year minimum. I could probably talk to my husband about this because he's a structural engineer and he knows the mechanics behind building a bridge, and it's not as quick and easy as you might think.
That's, I mean, I think that's saying you already have it planned out and you've already
You have
got.
it planned out, you have it contracted, you have logistical set up to get supplies, supplies are purchased, you have the labor hired. Yeah.
Yeah, that's 5 years from like that point. That's not 5 years from scratch. So again, many prayers to those people that were affected. It's wild. It's when you see the video, it doesn't even look real. It looks like something you see in like a Michael Bay movie, like a movie with like big explosions and all that. It's just like, wow, that's crazy.
Sucks.
Yeah.
All right,
So,
well, let's move on to something else.
what else is going on in the world?
I thought this just piqued my interest because I thought it was kind of funny or interesting, but this past week, the largest cocaine shipment of the year so far, and granted, I know we're only, in March 2024, but that the largest shipment of cocaine was seized this week. in the Colombian Caribbean after like this long high speed boat chase. They finally caught the boat
What?
and were able to get all the drugs.
Oh, jeez.
And if you want to know how much or how many drugs were on the ship that was like captured, it was $113 million worth of cocaine and other various drugs.
Wow.
The people that captured them, I guess it was like a team effort between the Colombian Navy, the Colombian Air Force, and the Joint Interagency Task Force of the U.S. Southern Command. And yeah, they chased this vessel around, and it was literally a high-speed chase. Like you watch, like what was that show, like Cops or something, where they would like show speed chases? It was that, except it was a boat on the water.
Oh my God.
And like I guess apparently the drug dealers knew obviously they're about to get caught, so they start taking the drugs and just throwing them overboard.
No.
Like that's gonna save them.
No.
Oh, you threw off $1 million worth of drugs, so now we can only charge you for $112 million worth of, drugs, and not your sentence will be less. I
Yeah,
don't think that's how that
but
works.
you can't throw that over the, like, that's in the ocean now. There's like,
Yep.
there's what, whatever marine wildlife is there, they're like getting all geeked out on cocaine.
Cocaine shark.
Yeah. You saw cocaine bear. Now you got cocaine shark and cocaine
Yeah, you got
dolphin and
cocaine shark.
cocaine whale. Dude, like, come on. Yeah, that'll jack up your ecosystem. That's worse than like pollution, I think.
I mean, it's not great. Luckily, the ocean is very massive and very vast. So, I mean, $1 million worth of cocaine and other drugs, is that a lot of drugs? Yes. Is it enough to poison a water supply? I don't think so.
I know, but if a shark or something, if a shark gets a hold of it, he just like they'll turn into a cocaine shark.
Yeah,
There's a movie
I
there. There's a movie there. There
There's
is.
already a movie called Shark.
I know, but there's.
Maybe we should do a prequel saying Shark became Shark because it drank or swam through cocaine
Yeah,
laced water.
but if you have cocaine bear, that's based on like a true event, you can have cocaine shark. Somebody's done bought the rights to this
Do
already.
you think the salt water would like affect the drug at all?
I don't know.
I don't know
I
either.
don't.
Maybe it like helps break it down faster. I
I'm
don't
not a
know.
salty cocaine expert, so I don't
I'm
know.
not a chemist. I have no idea. I've never even seen Breaking Bad, so I
Oh.
have no idea.
So let's piggyback to this story. Well, this is another story that came out. It's last week's news. The reason I know of this story is I have a thing on Google, apparently, like a setting to where if my name is mentioned in an article, it sends me a notification and it sends me the article. Like if Google ever sees my name posted somewhere, it sends it to me. So I started getting these articles last week for a, it was another drug bust in Manhattan. And there was a dude named, what is it? It was Sergio Betancourt Peralta. And he had over 30 pounds of meth and 8 pounds of cocaine seized from his apartment. And I started getting notifications like last week, and it was just like, your name has been used in an article. And I'm like, oh, let me click on the article. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that dude there. So yeah,
You're like, that's not me, even though it's my name, it's not me.
I think Betancourt may have been his middle name. I don't know. Or Betancourt Peralta, maybe hyphenated. But yeah, so last week, I was in the news last week with a cocaine seize and a methamphetamine seize.
You have a good lawyer.
Not good enough for that, I don't think.
Well, come on, you're like this high profile drug dealer. Surely you can afford a good lawyer.
Not now. I'm incarcerated, apparently.
Public defender for you.
Public pretender.
Okay, we're gonna move on to our next little piece of news. I thought this was really cool and I wanted to bring it up. Most people probably won't think this is cool, but for those who don't know, Sergio and I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, specifically East Dallas, which is a part of North Texas. And we live near a big city in North Texas in Dallas called Plano. I hope people have heard of that before, but it's a very big city. In Plano, which is very, very close to where we both live, was named one of the best cities to live in America for 2024.
What? Go Plano.
So in order to make this list, you have to have a population greater than 100,000, which I think Plano easily has that. And then they rank this based on several different factors, things like public schooling, the housing situation, the crime rate, how safe the county or the city is. And then they're also looking at diversity of the city and its nightlife. So for its public schools, Plano got an A+. I know I had friends that went into Plano schools. They were cool kids. They were smart. I don't have kids myself in that district, but if I had gone there in high school, I think I would have done pretty good. I can't complain. And it's known to be good for families, apparently. Plano's good for families.
They have all kinds of family stuff there. Like they always have like big festivals, like big, like especially this time of year, like in the spring and in the fall. They always have like, don't they have like a wildflower festival and a balloon festival and all that?
They do have a hot air balloon festival, and I actually think that's coming up soon. That's in Plano.
I think they're the ones that also do the wildflower festival. But, you know, and they're, another thing about them is that they're just north of Dallas. They're not too far north of Dallas, but they're far enough, but they're close enough. So they're close enough if you want to go to like downtown Dallas. They're close to other suburbs that are really nice that I really thought would have been better than Plano. Allen, Texas, McKinney, Texas, those two are like really nice. And maybe they're not big enough compared to Plano, but they're really nice too. So, and I always feel safe when I go there. You know, I don't know about their nightlife. They don't really have a nightlife there. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they got such high ratings. Because there's not really a nightlife per se. So the crime rate's lower. But yeah, go Plano. Look at y'all.
Yep. Huh. So I think the main thing that really pushed them up there is the very suburban feel, you know, and to your point, you're so close to the city, but it still feels kind of, you know, suburbia. There's lots of activities and places to go, things to do, restaurants, coffee shops, lots of public parks. So yeah, it's great for that.
It's clean. It's clean.
The things
too.
That hurt them, the things that hurt them, they got some. Their lowest scores were in crime and safety,
really,
and the cost of living. Which Plano, it's not super cheap to live there. I would say it's one of the more expensive cities to live in, especially now since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And also. Activities like to go do things, whether that's at other event centers or things outdoors, that costs money too.
Okay, so my question is, how are you ranked? You said they're top 20 or they're top in the country?
Top in the country. I do have the top 10 listed. But
how are you the top in the country and your crime rate sucks? That doesn't make any sense.
It's not the best city. It is one of the best cities.
But
I mean,
how are you in one of the best cities to live in, but your crime rate sucks? Like you don't have, like you have crime.
Their crime rate might suck, but it's still better than the majority of the rest of the country. So
I would just think
just, I can name the top five or the top 10 and you can tell me.
Let's name.
So at number 10, we have Bellevue, Washington.
Okay.
Number 9, we have Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay.
Number 8, we have Overland Park, Kansas.
It doesn't sound exciting.
7 is Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
6 is Irvine, California.
All right, there's one California.
5 is Plano, Texas. So Plano, Texas made top 5.
I predict there's going to be more California in there.
Number 4 is Arlington, Virginia. Number 3 is Cambridge, Massachusetts. Number 2, so second place, is actually The Woodlands, Texas, which really? Is a suburb outside of Houston. And then number 1 is actually a place I've never heard of, but it's called Naperville, Illinois.
I really thought,
or maybe it's Naperville. I don't know.
I really thought there would have been another California in there.
Nope.
I really thought there would have been one more. Huh. Mm-mm. The Woodlands, Texas. That's a nice place to go to.
I do like The Woodlands.
Huh. Man, look at that. But look at us, Plano, Texas, top five.
Granted, I technically don't live in Plano, and you technically don't live in Plano, but we live close enough that we can drive there in a relatively short amount of time, and I have hung out and done things in Plano pretty much my whole life.
Great by proxy. That's it. Great by proxy. It's like that 6 degrees of separation. It's like I work with somebody that lives in Plano, so therefore I'm great. You know? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so I got one more piece of news to go over. And this was really, really cool news to hear. I mean, sucks for all of us in a way, but really cool news to hear. So prior to this week we're recording this episode, the Mega Millions lottery, Mega Millions, was over $1 billion.
Billion with
a B. And you best believe, yes, and you best believe that I bought a ticket for the Mega Millions. Obviously, I did not win, because if I did, I probably would have said peace out and you never would have seen me again.
Mm-mm. You're right.
But somebody did win. Somebody did win this past week in a drawing. And the person that won, obviously they're keeping their identity secret, which is good. The winning ticket was sold in New Jersey. And the reason that this is so cool is because, well, one, it's the fifth largest payout that they've ever had. So one, you're getting like the most amount of money that's ever been given out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the second thing that's so cool about this is that the person that won, they won because they got all the numbers correct on their lottery ticket. They got all five numbers correct. So the odds of that happening are like one in, what is it, like 300 million something? So the odds of that happening are very, 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 very slim. And someone actually won it, which means they're getting the full payout after taxes. A lot of the times, people that win this, they'll get, you know, a few numbers right, or maybe one or two. And then they'll win, you know, maybe a few million out of it. But this person had all the numbers correct on their ticket, and they won the full amount. And they're going to get the full amount minus taxes, which is still going to come out to, I think, around, 600 million something.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. How much was the lottery?
1.13 billion.
$1.13 billion. And my payout is $600 million.
Do you have any idea how much comes out in taxes?
Jeez. Apparently.
Oh my. Not that I'd be mad at getting 600 something million dollars. Maybe it's 700. I didn't do the math, still, but I'm taking a good guesstimate there.
How astronomical. But
you have to understand that they take out, it's like, what? I mean, sales guy, I mean, you work in sales, you make commission, like they tax that like what, 30%?
Yeah, no.
So if that's what they're taxing the lottery, if you do the math roughly, I think it's going to be somewhere in that $600 million
range. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd be super excited that I'm going to get $600, $700 million. But there's also a part of me that's going to wake up one night and be like, I just gave Uncle Sam like this much. I gave him hundreds of millions of dollars and they didn't do anything. They didn't pick the numbers. I did. Like, there's a part of me that wouldn't be happy that I gave that much money up. Like,
and if you want to know, the winning numbers were 7, 11, 22, 29, 38, and the Mega Ball was the number 4.
I wouldn't have picked any of those. Those aren't my numbers at all.
Like, well, I don't pick my numbers. I just let the machine generate random numbers. I don't like to pick. It's too much pressure. And I was last week when I was buying my ticket, I'm at the store and I'm at the little lottery machine and I'm buying my ticket. And there's this lady standing next to me, I guess who had just bought some scratch offs, and she was scratching them off, and I'm waiting for my ticket to print, and she's scratching them, and she stops and she goes, "Damn, still poor." And I was like, I just bought a Mega Millions ticket that I know I won't win, so I'm right there with you, girl.
No, I have certain numbers that I normally, like when I play roulette, there's certain numbers that I play that are like, you know, my birthday, Myrna's birthday, Andrew's birthday. And anytime I have picked lottery tickets, I usually use stuff like that. So I don't feel bad whenever I hear those numbers. It's like, oh, I wouldn't have hit that anyways. But I try not to read that stuff because I don't want to be like, oh crap, if I had played this week, I would have hit it. You know? I never look at the lottery numbers because I don't play the lottery. And I'd kick myself in the butt if, like, I saw that, hey, I could have made, you know, $1 million if I'd actually played. So I just don't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should spend whatever, $1 or $2 a drawing and just buy one set of numbers and just play them and just try my luck for a couple years.
Well, I know you like to hit the casino, and you the odds of you making money, more money doing gambling that way are a lot better. So
Yeah, I lose
you should
too.
stick with that.
Don't you worry, I lose too. So I do have one more story that I want to throw in on this because it's opening day weekend for baseball. Major League
Oh.
Baseball is back. Back, and our Texas Rangers are the champions.
Whoop whoop.
So I think this is something that we need to talk about. So I read a thing online talking about opening day. You know, opening day is a big thing at most cities. People take off work, you know, big tailgate parties, all that good stuff. Even bigger for us now because we're the champions. So, opening day ticket prices for the Rangers, the Chicago Cubs, the Texas Rangers. The opening day ticket price on average is $285 for the world champions. $285.
And is that for like the worst seats?
That's an average price. Or no, sorry, cheapest seat. Cheapest seat, not average, cheapest seat.
Okay, so those are probably also what I consider the worst seats. So
Yes.
like very high up, very to the side,
So,
the least wanted seats.
yes. So, the cheapest ticket for the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates at Florida Marlins game, or Miami Marlins, is $13. It's Miami, it's spring, you know, it's probably a nice game, but you know, there's no hype about that. $13. But here's something I want to point out. The D-backs, Arizona D-backs, they're the ones that went to the World Series for the National League and they lost to the Rangers. So they are the National League champions. They are fifth from the bottom. Rockies at D-backs, $46 for their cheapest ticket. You're trying to tell me that this team went to the World Series. They beat teams that nobody thought they were going to beat. They beat the Dodgers. Everybody thought they were gonna lose to the Dodgers. And their cheapest ticket is $46. And they're not that far from the bottom of the barrel. I think that's kind of a crap deal for them. Like nobody appreciates what they did.
Wow, I think, yeah. Well, one, I agree with you. It sounds like no one, yeah,
They don't appreciate what they
is
did.
yeah. Well, I mean, what's the population of like the area around, where they play in Arizona compared to the population of the area where, the Texas Rangers play? So Texas Rangers play in Arlington, Texas, which is right dab smack in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. So I think the population of that is really high. So the odds of having more people that can afford that ticket, especially people, you have to remember too. So the Rangers, we won the World Series at an away game.
Yeah.
So I think, all the people that are diehard fans here are really going to want to go to that opening game because it's here.
I know, but I just feel bad for the D-backs because it's like you did something that nobody thought you could do as a team. They had to go on a hell of a run to get that far into the playoffs. And they almost won. I mean, they got close enough to almost winning the World Series. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you're like fourth from the bottom, fifth from the bottom. I just thought that was an interesting read. It's like, man, I'd feel bad for them. I would think their fans would be like, hey, it's a hot ticket. We should go celebrate them because they did a good job. But you know,
Yeah.
I
I
understand the
don't know the
Rangers.
demographic of that area. I don't know the supply and demand.
I just wanted to, I mean, I just thought that was kind of a tragedy for them. I'm glad we beat them, but I still think that's kind of a tragedy.
mean, I'm gonna have to go to their game because there's no way I'm paying 280 whatever dollars for like the worst seats at a Rangers game. So I'd rather pay to go to the Diamondbacks game.
But I'd like to correct you. It is not the Texas Rangers. It is the world champion Texas Rangers.
Excuse me.
World champion Texas Rangers. Baseball
Yes.
is back. You know, some of you guys don't like baseball. I love baseball personally, and I especially love opening weekend because there's so much hype around opening weekend. Everybody has a chance opening weekend. Now, by May, that's a whole different story. By June, you're really thinning them out. But right now, super excited.
That's good. I'm not a big baseball person myself, but I mean, overall, yeah, the sport's fine and I'll go to some games. I'm not going to go to opening weekend. Maybe I'll watch it on TV. Because I need a break from all this March Madness basketball
Yeah, we're in the
that I
middle of that
don't want to
too.
watch. I'd rather watch baseball than basketball, to be honest. So.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a sports fan because you got March Madness, you got opening day of baseball and all that good stuff, you know, holidays,
It's
everything.
still
It's
hockey season, might I
hockey,
add.
basketball, you know, professional basketball too, you know. Everything's going on here. So, it's been a heck of a week in news, you know. Hopefully next week's not as exciting. Hopefully there's, you know, we've got some tranquility going on.
Well, we need stuff to talk about.
I know,
Not
but
that I
hope
want bad things to
I don't want
happen,
bad
but.
things to happen. You know, I don't want like I don't want to about hear about $100 million cocaine seizures, and I don't want my name in the news again. We need to work on that. Stay, Mr. Peralta, Betancourt Peralta, stay out of the news. So that's gonna wrap up news for the week of March 25th, 2024. Let's kick a shout out to the sponsors once again. Thank you to Young Ideas Dish for all of your hit them up for your Google product needs, Dish product needs, cellular. And thanks to Wayspace Audio for the music.
Thanks, guys.
So on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin over here,
Hey.
we are Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye.
Laters.